This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While the pound and interest rates and what the government's tax policy might actually mean for the people of the United Kingdom are understandably top of mind over there, there is more to life than the economy, you know. Pain me to say that, though it does. After the pandemic lockdowns of the past couple of years in Britain, a small and somewhat stir-crazy group of hikers and backpackers is done messing around. They're fighting private landowners who restrict public access to some of their green rolling acres. The group's demanding the right to roam unhindered, and they've been staging a series of mass trespasses to drive home their case. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went out to the west of England to get the story.
An essential skill for all committed trespassers, being able to climb over barbed wire without ripping your trousers or damaging the fence.
So just holding on to the tree there, standing on top of the barb itself, and we go near the fence post, because although we don't like barbed wire, we don't want to damage it either.
John Moses of the Right to Roam campaign, clad in skin-tight leggings, gaining access to some countryside he's not allowed to enter, and there's quite a lot of that.
92% of England is off-limits to the public, 92% of the land, 97% of the rivers are not navigable by the public. The situation that we have, which is really the legacy of kind of 1,000 years of aristocratic land ownership in this country, has to change.
His group has been getting that message across with a series of mass trespasses. More than 250 people turned up at this one in the privately owned Worth Forest south of London. They were protesting against a plan for a commercial development in the middle of the forest. It was precisely lack of public access, organiser Dave Bangs told the trespassers, that had made this woodland vulnerable.
We cannot champion its rare, beautiful, important, weird wildlife and landscape if we are not permitted to know it, to fall in love with it. And that's why we're here. Because if we don't,
he led the trespassers on a four-mile trek through the prohibited parts of the forest. There was singing and poetry reading, and in a clearing, Dave Bangs read a list of the forest flora and fauna that he says the development will endanger.
Bristle club rush, bog pimpernel, shining Dumbledore, delicate germanderwort, golden...
Some of those listening to this looked like hardened protesters, but others did not, like Richard Payne, a retired company director.
Doesn't bother you that you're breaking the law? Breaking the civil law, at least.
Not really, because I'm not breaking and entering somebody's house. I'm not squatting. I'm not going to go in here and put up a tent and live here. So in a sense, we're not strictly trespassing.
And retired deputy head teacher Peppy Erskine.
I just feel it's so important that we preserve the natural world for our mental health. And so I feel justified in trespassing.
Also, Reverend Peter Owen Jones, an Anglican minister.
What about trespassing, though? It's wrong, isn't it?
If human beings had never challenged the rules, we would still be living in the Dark Ages.
Britain's landowners have condemned the outbreak of mass trespassing and criticised the call for unrestricted access to the countryside. Victoria Vivian of the Country Land and Business Association.
The best access for the greatest number comes through a properly mapped and managed footpath system and open access that already exists.
England and Wales, she points out, have 144,000 miles of public pathways. England has 10 national parks covering 10% of the country. She worries that unrestricted roaming will clash with farming, forestry and conservation.
We're suffering from a catastrophic decline in biodiversity in this country, and I'm afraid that nature and people don't go terribly well together.
Indeed, especially when those people are developers, say the Right to Roamers.
We all have a right to be here, and you have a right to enjoy nature. And you should all have
the campaign
right
goes on, the trespassers say, until they get the access that they claim both they and the countryside require. In Worth Forest, England, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.